Hello, my name is Liz, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, both.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote? Chances 50-50?
Probably.
Okay. And what is your age?
36.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50, that you are neutral. You may use any number between 0 and 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, let me know. The first one is public schools.
So 0 out of 100, how I feel about public schools?
Yes.
100.
Okay. Black Lives Matter.
100.
Public schools teacher.
100.
Your local school board.
I don't know. I don't know enough about them.
Okay. The American Federation of Teachers.
100.
Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Public charter schools.
10.
Okay. Critical race theory.
I'm going to say 100.
Okay. And Joe Biden.
50.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Next, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? Public or charter schools?
Public.
Public schools much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. And some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you
prepare
students for each? Yes. Hello.
Oh, sorry. You cut off. Could you start over with the question?
Yes. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that public schools prepare them very well, 5, public schools prepare them somewhat well, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. On a scale from 0 to 10, how well do they prepare them? Thank you.
9.
Okay. Be ready for higher education like college.
7.
Okay. Grad grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
7.
Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
7.
Okay. Develop social skills?
Probably 9.
Okay. And develop critical thinking skills?
8.
Okay, thank you. Would you say that your state spends just about the amount, the right amount, too much or enough on public schools education? Not enough, too much, or about the right amount?
On public education, not enough.
Okay. Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is now not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
They are mainly about politics, yeah.
Okay. You strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Disagree strongly.
Thank you. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teacher challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Agree strongly.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for staying with me. We're almost done. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some would say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, tell me if you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose. Increasing teacher pay.
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools.
Oh, this one hurts. is there like a neither? Like kind of in the middle?
It's only somewhat support or somewhat oppose.
Okay, I'm going to say somewhat oppose.
Okay. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
Strongly support.
Okay. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certifications and licensing requirements.
Strongly support.
Okay. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
Strongly disagree or don't support.
Strongly oppose? Yeah. Okay.
Oppose,
thank
yeah.
you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new black student curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new black studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum? Support or
support.
Oppose? Strongly support or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it is somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it is not at all convincing. You may use any number between 0 and 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they are not too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing is this from a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. We do not allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians.
10.
Okay. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids for all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. An exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that college and employers value. How convincing?
10.
Okay, thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of this survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those who aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Agree. Strongly.
Okay. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Agree strongly.
Okay. Thank you. Switching gears up a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade? High school graduate, some college graduate, or postgraduate?
Above.
I'm sorry?
So master's, yeah.
Master's, okay. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, homemaker?
Employed.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I guess independent.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I have to say very liberal, even though that doesn't quite get it, but yeah.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religion services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Never.
Okay, thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if it applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamental Christian? Does that apply to you or someone in your household?
No.
Okay. Is an educator such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. That concludes with our survey. Thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Alrighty.